Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Well, I'm in the studio today with Lucy Baker, who's had a really interesting experience. Now, Lucy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, you were invited to work at La Gavroche, the restaurant La Gavroche.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
So I started working at Heron in Ryde last August. And before I started working there, they had quite a lot of affiliations with like the Roux, Michel Roux.
Right.
And his business and things. And I expressed that I wanted to, you know, learn as much as I could about the business. And so Alex Kimber, the owner of Heron, he kind of set it all up for me. And yeah, it kind of just happened.
So how long were you there?
I was there for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just kind of watching and learning how they do things up there.
That sounds like it must have been a fantastic experience.
It was. It was great. It was really... it was quite an honour to be able to go up and experience, like, such a traditional dining experience and just learn from the best, really.
And is it a busy kitchen there?
Yeah. The kitchen up there is massive. It's about 3 times the size that the one we have there. They've got so many staff there. I was mainly front of house, just, like, serving food and replenishing cutlery and explaining the dishes to people.
So you have to understand the food to be able to do that.
Yeah, so they have, like, a meeting before every service where they'll just go through any changes to the dishes, and I was constantly sat down with the menu, like, learning.
Okay. And is it a complicated menu or is it sort of straightforward stuff?
So it's not a massive menu. They probably have... They've got about 7 courses and there's about 3 different options on each course. But most of the time they're doing like a set menu. Mm-hmm. So people will just choose a seven course set menu. And those were the ones that I kind of managed to get down to be able to explain to people by the end of the 2 weeks.
Did you enjoy yourself there?
Yeah, it was really good. Everybody there was really, really friendly and they were very welcoming, which is good.
I say, I bet the first day you were pretty nervous.
Yeah. Luckily, there was another girl up there that had come to do the same sort of thing as me. So we kind of were able to sort of rely on each other a little bit. But even if she wasn't there, they were really welcoming and it was really, really lovely to, just learn everything and try and bring everything back to Heron and implement it.
So what did you learn? Anything in particular comes to mind?
Well, I think it's just really the quality of service that they do up there is just like nothing you've ever seen. Like I was pulling out chairs for people and pushing them back in. And when they go to the toilet, you'd have to fold up their napkins and everything. And it's just the amount of attention to detail that they have.
So it's detail, really.
Yeah, it's really, really, you've got to pay attention to every little thing that's going on in the restaurant. And I think going back to Heron, I'll just try and implement having more of the, like, be more alert of everything that's going on. And
so you've got to have eyes everywhere then, really?
Yeah, basically. You've got to be looking out for everything.
And in the kitchen, was it noisy and people shouting, "Yes, chef," all the time? Or was it kind of calm, controlled and busy?
It was like a well-oiled machine in there. Like, they just, everybody had a job and everybody knows exactly what they've got to do. And it just goes so smoothly and it's actually really amazing to watch. Like, sometimes I just stand there and just be staring at how amazing, like, how organised everybody is.
And did your days go quickly?
Yeah. So we started at 1:30 every day and I didn't get out until about 11 p.m. So we would just be, like, prepping the whole restaurant before service. Those bits kind of tended to lag a little bit because it was just a lot of cleaning and polishing and everything. But then once the service started, you kind of just got into the flow of it and, yeah, it was great.
So what did you find out about La Gavroche? How long has that been around, do you know?
So they opened in 1967. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, they're really some of the original people. They were the first people in the world to get 1, then 2, then 3 Michelin stars. And so it really is just like the most traditional dining setting that you can experience. And it's quite a niche place, if you know what I mean. You couldn't really go anywhere better to learn.
And is it largely French cuisine they have there?
Yeah. So it's French cuisine, yeah, but it's kind of got little, you know, twists and different things from different cultures and stuff, as a lot of food is going that way now. Yeah.
And so they're still trading some, what, 50-odd years on, isn't it, now? That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
And has it always been the Roux there?
Yeah, so it was owned by Michel and Albert Roux,
mm-hmm.
Who's Michel Roux Jr.'s father and uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And then they passed it on to him, I think, in the 80s. And he's been in charge of it, like, running everything since then.
And what's he like?
He's lovely. Yeah, you worry sometimes that people that you see on telly aren't going to be as nice as they seem on telly, but honestly, he was the loveliest person. He goes around to everybody, as many people as he can during service. He'll go around to all the tables and, you know, meet everybody and take photos with them. And yeah,
well, that's good. So yeah, I like that. That means he's kind of a bit more down to earth. Hide in the back of the kitchen shouting orders at everybody.
Yeah, no, he definitely, he shows his face every night or as often as he can if he's not off doing something else. Yeah.
And he's coming to the Heron.
He is, yes. Next week, actually.
Right.
Yeah, we've got a set menu that's, I think it's completely booked up and has been for a while. He's coming down. We, Alex and Michelle, they kind of compiled a menu together, and he's going to be there on the 23rd of February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see from your face you're really looking forward to that, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
That's great. What an honour for him to come down as well.
It is amazing, honestly. Yeah.
So do you feel that you've been honoured to go there and experience such a high-quality restaurant?
Yeah, absolutely. It was just the most incredible experience, like, to be able to learn from people, like, of that, you know...
That level.
Yeah, that level, that calibre of just that's literally good. The best in the business.
Now you're telling them all what Heron what to do.
Not quite. I'm implementing...
When I was at Le Gavroche, they did it this way.
There has been a few of those.
Yeah. And I don't blame you. What an experience.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
And you'd recommend anyone who's in that line of business to take that opportunity if they can.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they do stages for lots of different people in lots of different areas in it. It's pretty regular for them to have somebody coming up just literally to learn and then go back and implement that in their job.
It can only improve our eating experience as customers, can't it?
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Lucy. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And thank you for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you very much
and,
for having me.
Let us know how you get on when they come down to Heron next week.
Yeah.
And we'll point out that you're their star pupil.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm